Blog Talk Radio.
Dang. I burnt my goddamn phone being around and shit trying to beam myself in. Welcome, 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 people. We out here live and remote in Tampa Bay, Florida, 813, you know what I'm saying? The place to be, this your homie. Tampa smells so good from the hood, you know what I'm saying? Doing it real live, doing it real big. It's Regular Game Radio, WDGE. You dig? And today is Tuesday, time for chit-chat, you know what I'm saying? With Captain Smells So Good and co-host is with the Moses, Miss Heavenly Angel. Smoking it real big with International Smokers Rep, Mr. Sayonai, and all the people representing from around the world. And I mean, wow. He's going to get inside the spaceship real quick and see what we doing, you know what I'm saying? Tell y'all what happened yesterday right down here in Tampa, Florida. I had a good time. Not. That's because we had a big storm. And, yeah. And some shit got blown away. Including me. So, let me get my little pimp music going on here, and then we gonna get its own into it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Seems like I'm locked down. Don't forget, we are up and running www.trilateralradio.com, TRILATERAL radio. It's Trilateral Radio. Go and check it out. We have live streaming music, you know what I'm saying, soon, so make sure y'all look out for that. And we got some new content that's going to be up there, you know what I'm saying, a couple of polls and stuff you can take. So it's going to be fun and radio.
Yeah, loving it. What kind of storm was it?
Some new shit. Yeah, no. New shit storm. No, we had a little storm coming yesterday. I don't know what happened. I need a minute with you. It got a little
windstorm or you know, thunder and lightning? What kind of storm?
Oh, no, it was thunder and lightning. It was a little thunder and lightning. Everything, yeah, little taste of everything. Hold on a second. And I got caught in it. Hold on.
Chat room open?
Alright, there we go. That damn music is sounding too loud to me. I'm like, you should be. Alright, I had to switch up, people. Huh?
It's loud, alright. Is the chat room up?
Yeah, it sounds a little loud, though. I don't know, it sounds a little loud to me. I need to get some other little. I'm doing my porn music. I don't know what the hell I'm doing my damn porn music. Sample music. Mr. Scuff with Kalimba.
I don't see the chat room.
Oh, yeah, it probably ain't. I ain't get started yet. There you go. Chatters out there. Get your chat on. Yeah, I'm out there on the. I'm out there on 34th yesterday. I'm out there in the hood, you know, doing what to do. It was all good. And, okay, there we go. And so when the storm came,
there?
Huh?
Did the storm hit while he was out there?
Yeah. So I was set up. Hold on.
This is what you call time for chit chat, all right?
Yeah, my new phone, all right. that shit. That was a piece of shit. Shout out to the 4.18 gig phones or whatever the hell they keep coming out with. What the fuck else? But yeah, I'm out there. And I was helping a customer at the last minute. Now, the rain came through. It, like, just spit a little bit. But it didn't do nothing. So I was like, all right, yeah, it's just going to blow over. You know, Florida weather, period, it's unpredictable. It go up, down, left, right, turn, circle, piggly wiggly. It do everything but the right thing. Just rain, you know what I'm saying? So it lightened a little bit at first. Stopped lightning. And then, you know, but like they say, it's always, what is it, is a storm before the calm or after the calm or something? It's always a calm before the storm.
Before the storm.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. And that's exactly what happened. It did like a 2-second spit, and it looked like it was still cloudy, but it chilled. And next thing you know, I'll write down some song stuff she wanted, and then bam, I mean, it just came down. Yeah, we were standing out in it for a minute, laughing about it, thinking it was going to blow over, and that shit started getting harder and harder. She was like, oh, shit, I'm stuck. Yeah, what your ass get? You bullshit. Shit, you should have got the fuck off. I could have got the fuck off. So I jumped in the car, she jumped in her car, and then I jumped in the car, and I got the tent up. Now, the tent stayed down and everything, you know. And so I'm sitting there watching it. I mean, it's just coming down. It's just, you know, it's eating. It's just flooding. Yeah, it's flooding and everything. And this is within an hour. I mean, it ain't even rain no more than an hour. But within that hour, I mean, it tore some shit up. The next thing I know, I'm looking. I pulled the camcorder out and recorded for a little minute. And it cut it off. And as soon as I cut it off, I mean, all I know was, whew, that's all I heard. And next thing you know, the whole tent just went in the air. And,
oh, no.
And, it flew. all the way over to the other side onto my cousin's car, who was parked, like, almost, like, behind me. So it flew, like, over the back of the car onto her hood. You know, that covered her whole car. I mean, I was like, damn. That was crazy. So I ended up, and then when that happened, I left all my stuff out on the table, and it was protected because of the tent. But then after the tent gone, all my stuff is out.
I had to
get out and throw all my stuff. So I had to get out into the storm, and I got people riding by looking at shit. Oh, man, it was crazy. I'm throwing my stuff in.
I can just hear you cussing now.
Actually, no, because sometimes you have to come to a realization that you could have prevented some shit. And that's just the Lord, you know what I'm saying? Say, dumbass, I told you, get your ass packed the fuck up. So that's how I took it, you know, and I couldn't do nothing but laugh to myself. I'm like, hey, this a bitch. Look at this shit here. And I was laughing the whole time. I was packing all the shit up. I mean, like, I don't know, they're a foot and a half of water, you know what I'm saying? And I'm sloshing through that. I'm just throwing shit everywhere. And, you know, I had to pack everything up. Everything was soaking wet. Every single thing was soaking wet. And then I left the tent. You know, I just left the fuck. I just fuck that. I'll come back and get the tent. And then when I came back, you know, later on, about an hour, I came back about 2 hours later, you know, it was just one leg is complete, one whole side is completely gone. And then the roof of it, I don't even know the roof don't look too bad. It was already fucked up, so can't really get no more fucked up than fucked up. So, but yeah, it was a little, it was an adventure yesterday. I was like, oh man, this is crazy.
How long did it last?
About an hour and a half. It didn't last that long. I mean, down here, I mean, when it rains, it comes through, though. Yeah, it don't rain. It storms. I mean, it comes through. It floods the street within an hour. You know what I'm saying? All the streets are flooded. That's how hard it comes down. You know, so. But, you know, one silver lining, motherfucker washed the car good because I had just washed the car the day before. And by the time I got home, from my lady's house, all of the bugs I had them washed off. I mean, it was like somebody just got a bucket of bugs and just threw them on the front of the car, like, ah, take that.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell? Yeah, it was that nasty looking. I ain't never seen that many bugs on the front. I'm like, what the fuck, man? I just, damn. And
wow.
While I'm coming home, I'm getting hit by, flying, I don't know what the hell it was, but I was getting hit by them. And a bunch of bugs in the air, you know what I'm saying? So the windshield, it's been an adventure, people.
You don't know what kind of bugs they were all the same, you say? A whole bunch of them, or what?
No. It's just, you know how you driving on the highway and it was like I hit a bug marsh or something, you know what I'm saying? And, the net of bugs, and they just, I was like, damn, what the hell? And, but then, you know, it rained so hard, that's how hard it rained, though, that, I mean, it looked like the car was washed.
Right.
That's how hard it rained. It looked like the car had been hand washed. Not machine washed, but hand washed. That's how hard it came out. I just came from the wash. Actually, about 2 hours ago, came and had to rewash it and then vacuum out the trunk because the trunk had about 3-4 inches of water in the back of it. So I had to take every single thing out the trunk. I mean, everything. Yeah. Vacuum out the trunk, vacuum out the water. I was just, shit, just.
Oh, yeah, the special day. Special day. That was today?
Huh?
You just did that today?
Well, no, that was yesterday. Today, I've been up I've been up this morning cleaning out since 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Cleaning out the car and stuff. And then now, I'm outside doing repairs on a tent. I got two other tents, you know, that tore up in the past from other people, and I was like, you know, just let me get your tent. And then I use them other tent pieces, you know what I'm saying, to fix my tent. So, so I'm out there doing the MacGyver on it right now, you know, duct tape and super glue.
I'm duct taping and super glue.
So, yeah, it's been an adventure. But people, you know, if you see signs of bad weather, just be safe than sorry. Don't be like, oh, it ain't going to come. Oh, I got for all right. You know.
Lesson learned, huh?
Yeah, I mean.
I did.
It running my mouth, you know. It just like women do get you in trouble, you know what I'm saying? And all fashions of life, you know what I'm saying? Goddamn women can't live with them, can't fucking kill them. I mean, live without them.
You can kill them all right.
But yeah, I'm sitting there running my mouth to her trying to, you know, take her request down and stuff, you know, but it just comes a point where you got to look out for yourself, you know. Boy, you be worried about somebody else's damn shit that they can come the fuck back for, you know? They can't come back to you washed down the damn river. So, you know, you need to pack up before the river rises and get the move on. But, you know, it was all good. See how many people fucking know about the shit. I get to the club that night. You know, I go to the club to set up and work. I'm set up with wait a minute, people. We've lost Miss Heavenly Angel. We have lost the Heavenly Angel. All right, let me finish telling my little story. But I got to the club. Okay, here we go. All right, bring it back. I got you.
Yeah, sorry.
So I got to the club, and I got like 3 or 4 people. Damn, smell. I see you out there swimming earlier. Ain't this a bitch? These motherfuckers, sons of bitches didn't offer to get out and help. Shit. Yeah, goddamn right. I show you who your friends is. They damn sure sitting by watching my ass get blowed the fuck away, laughing their ass off. Shit.
Well,
yeah, it's all good, you know.
Shouts out to Miss Computer Lady, you know what I'm saying, a.k.a. Miss PC Bo.
Hey, Miss Computer Lady, give us a call.
Yeah, I got to work on the site later on, working on www.trilateralradio.com, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to get that back updated, super duper updated. And, yeah, we're going in. Yeah, super duper updated. So I got a little song going
on here.
Who?
Stormy weather. She missed the stormy weather.
Yeah. Actually, as a matter of fact, it came down Sunday night. But it didn't rain up there where I was at. I was like an hour away. Orlando was like an hour away, so I was probably a little hour and a half away. But it didn't rain, you know what I'm saying? It came down in Tampa, but it didn't rain in Orlando. So when I came home that night, I came in, and I'm like, damn, it looked like it's been storming because everything is soaking wet. You know how everything just looks wet. So I'm looking around like, but it ain't like it just recently did it. It's like it did it, you know, a little bit ahead. So I'm like, well, what is going on? And so I'm like, damn, if it rained today, that means it. And this is everything I'm telling myself now. I'm already, you know, I was already prepared beforehand. I'm sitting up there talking about, if it rained today, you know, I know it's going to rain tomorrow, so I need to make sure I get prepared so I don't be out there. And yeah, I'll show you how much preparing I did. I got caught. I get caught in this shit. Not, you know, just almost. And the thing of it is, my cousin, who actually sets up right next door to me, he had just pulled up, you know, when all hell broke loose. He was just finna set out and do his thing, and then all hell broke loose.
Him.
Yeah, so, you son of a...
He left out.
Yeah.
Well, did he help you out? Did he help you out when all hell broke loose?
Man, ain't nobody helped. Nothing but help look. I guess, you know, visionary support was at an all-time high. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's what I was getting, visionary support. Bitches wasn't doing nothing else but looking and observing. So.
That's terrible.
Yes, I am here, and congratulations to my San Jose Sharks for getting past the L.A. Kings last night. Oh, my God, what a game six.
What that was, a gang fight?
No.
Oh, man.
Come on.
What was the score?
It was 4-3 in overtime.
Oh, wow, that was close, yeah.
Yeah, it was no. Cause see, the Sharks, they were down a man going into the end of overtime, so you know, we were one minus a guy. Then in overtime, we were you know, down a guy still, and we still came back and won. It was just incredible.
So that's like playing what, 6-on-5 or something like that.
Yeah, they were playing 6-on-5.
Damn.
Computer lady says hello. Goofy Bone.
Miss PC Bone.
Where's she at?
In the chat room.
Miss Computer Lady.
Oh.
You live up in the building,
hey,
like Asla El La Barrio.
Que pasa,
everybody.
Hey, Mr. Computer Lady.
Hey, Goofy. Long time no here. See, babe, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good, but, you know, I'm doing bad in another sense, but, you know.
Right.
That's two big times to pitch at. Go ahead.
What's that coming up?
Well, he knows he's going to have to stop that real soon, but that's another conversation.
Miss Computer Lady, I don't know if you heard, but, you know. Miss Computer Lady, for season three, we have some problems.
The problems are?
Well, you see, the manager at 186 Point Deuce, the worldwide radio show, don't like the fact that I am being tied down, and they want me to be more wild on the radio. So they've asked me politely to not bring up the marriage or, you know, we have to be strictly business. No lovey-doveys, stuff like that.
Oh, you mean the managers forgot that I do handle business, or what?
Well, see, it's the thing about it is that 186 Point Deuce, the worldwide radio show, is a family-orientated show, and... just thinking of me and you having sex constantly, I don't think the listeners actually want to
hear that new shit from my dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're going to have to start all brand new. Everything's going to be brand new.
Just that new shit from my dog, you know what I'm saying?
What? We're going to have
that new shit.
Huh?
Somebody got a tattoo or something. I don't know what.
What happened? This new shit. Hold on. We got somebody. Let me bring somebody up in this motor neck.
So, are they saying they don't
hello?
Hello?
Bam.
Help me in. What happened around the world?
I had to beam her in. 786 used off in the building, off in the casa, off in the barrio. Oh no, this
ball. What's everybody doing?
Four, cinco, rumba. Hey!
I'm good, honey. How are you?
Oh.
I'm doing somewhat all right.
All right, who this is?
Wait,
who you
be? Make it back to that 813.
Who this is? Talking about coming back to 813. Hello. I gotta beam her the fuck out. Beam your ass out, goddamn. It's Angelisa in the building, people. What's your nickname?
Which one? Glaze?
Exactly.
DJ Pimpette.
The plural of shit. Oh, yeah, that's what the old name was. Pimpette. Pimpette.
What's poppin'?
Right. Hold on, y'all. Hold on real quick.
What the
oh,
you being holding? How the f*** you gonna call in?
While she's holding on, Goofy, let me say congratulations to you for the shark.
Coming back.
Regardless of what the managers and the audience say for 186 Point Deuce, you're still my wife, and you're still always going to be my fiance, regardless of everything.
They don't want me to call in support anymore? No, it was nothing like that.
We have to not bring up the wedding and all this other stuff because
no more of the explicit moaning in the computer voice that you do.
This computer lady is a well-known figure here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. So everybody in the main offices and stuff are asking, when am I going to really marry Miss Computer Lady? And that's more of the topic rather than the show. So it's like we have to veer away from that, if you know what I'm talking about.
No,
if she can't benefit you, don't do it.
Huh?
Set the date, people. Set the date.
Goddamn Mrs. Field and y'all got
I'll tell you one thing. It was in October, but there needs to be a new date set. It was going to be October of last year.
I thought y'all did dress up for Halloween. You know what I'm saying?
No, we're still waiting for the preacher, Smelly, whom you know that hasn't shown up yet. That still has to be done.
I was dressed up as the preacher for Halloween.
You see how it's a big old commotion right here on the show? That's what's going on behind the scenes. You know, they don't want the big old commotion no more. They want me to run the show. They want me to, promote the artists and be professional because a lot of people listen. And they really chewed my asses out because, I felt lower than what I was. But, you know, they say that they're going to bring back somebody. I don't know who the hell they're going to bring back, but that's the
rule. All about the ratings, people. Ratings, ratings,
you got,
ratings.
You got to do it for the ratings.
Oh, I understand.
I mean, Miss Computer Lady. One day when I really make it, Miss Computer Lady, then we could get you back and say, hey, this is my fiance, and da 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 da. Because see, they think that when I call you my fiance and we're all lovey dovey and stuff, they say that that takes away from the show.
Well, for the ratings, I understand what you're saying, but I'm still your fiancé and wife, right?
Yes.
Your fiancé soon to be wife.
But nobody
but
said
say,
about
don't
you
make
not
the
calling
go
in.
Go ahead and do it.
And nobody said about
you. All right,
you
thank
not
you. I heard that bad then. She's back.
Okay.
Go ahead and do it. Don't worry about a date. Just go ahead and do it. Whatever y'all heart say, today, tomorrow, or next week, just go ahead and get married. Because sometimes
out of not proper planning. I don't hear all that motherfucking elope. Let's just run off and do it.
You can always
have that big wedding that you want afterwards.
Hell no.
I now pronounce you husband and wife.
Sister bride now. Thank you, Heavenly Angel. Thank you, Gracie.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm smoking a blunt in the honor of us getting married right now. Hold on.
And that'll be the last
one.
Hey, make sure you hit an extra for that 420 that just passed.
Shit, I didn't even sleep for 420, man.
Yeah, we was representing.
Day.
That's out of mystical.
Because I didn't celebrate my birthday the right way.
Oh, well.
The thing is, as he knows, that will be the last one he hits. Because he knows how I am.
Damn, Mr.
Peter. You know, I had to tell my lady that. I was like, listen, man, you know, I can't deal with the kids without smoking. I got to be straight up and honest with you. You know, I'm about to put my hands on one of them. So it's either I smoke or, you know, something else happens. So I think I'd rather, you know, go with the Mary Jane, you know what I'm saying, to calm me down, than to go ahead, you know, and put my hands on.
He's going to have to stop. But when it comes to 420, I'll have
Computer Lady. You got to realize something, honey. Now, when a man is stressed out, there's only two ways you can make him happy.
One of the ways
you don't even want to go there. So the other way is for me to roll a blunt and me to smoke.
Well, how you want to do it?
Well, you better go there on your honeymoon, baby.
I prefer the abundance of head myself, but hey, you know. Everybody doesn't get that stress reliever.
Can
you
know, I ask for a measly blow job, people?
How long that for marriage is for, sweetie, in case you forgot. Because,
that's number one stress relief, you know what I'm saying? Instead of a handout.
Let's get some equal support here with the 69. Because
with the
69. As I have told him before,
We are in an in-debt society right now, so I have to give you 6 to 8 and owe you one.
The
state of economy is currently in a deficit, so we have to 6 to 8 and owe you one, you know?
We'll make it one way or another.
Don't hold
it. Hey, Goofy, did you get the message I sent?
Which one? You sent a bunch of them.
The one about Dama.
About
who?
Yeah, they ain't muted. You just ain't talking loud enough, goddammit. Everybody DJ Party Time has been on the line, but he's so
okay,
silent.
Okay, Dama Entertainment. I'm going to send a couple of your tracks to him. He's got a quiet storm coming up.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. And I saw that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he wants you to hit him up, too.
Miss Computer Lady, who?
We're in the VIP.
Dama Entertainment out of St. Louis. Fellow BTR house.
Dama?
Yeah, Dama.
Oh, I already know Dama.
Right. I'm going to send a couple of your tracks to him, and he wants you to hit him up.
But why are you sending him tracks of mine when you don't even play tracks of mine?
I have told you as a reminder, although I'm not able to play it, I'm going to make sure your tracks get out one way or another to show support. And hold it, and also when I get my 2 hours back, I'm going to be interviewing you, and my sponsors gave permission for your song to be played in their entirety.
Yeah.
Okay?
But I have to be this sweet.
What the kind of conversation y'all have? What the f*** is going on with all the back goddamn combo? What the f*** is going on?
Hey, well, I have to.
You said it was Chit Chat Tuesday, so we chit-chat.
Yeah, well, ain't time to goddamn everybody talking once. I'm hearing a hell conversation. I'm hearing somebody talking about their blood pressure high. Somebody giving a report card.
Hey, you lost
somebody control, checking their balance. Somebody else.
You're trying to get laid here.
Shit, you know, it's a thousand things going on here.
What's your chit-chat? What you want?
That's what we want to talk about, the stress relief. You know, we working on the stress relief conversation. Then we got out of that, you know.
To the second floor, your mama calling you.
Live from the hood. That is your ass. God damn, girl. Is you with all the static? Sounding erratic?
Excuse me. Oh, y'all talking about me with all the talking in the background?
No, you with all that goddamn ragged-ass phone sounding. That was sounding like you on a payphone and shit. You ain't even got four payphones no more. God damn.
Oh, I was
talking
to
you on a rotary dial
machine.
Phone, you know. You wasn't talking to Alicia Keys.
No, I went to the soda machine, and I got a lot of people asking me about hair.
Okay.
Y'all know I have to make women look.
Well, you might want to listen to the Michael Jackson song and start with the woman in the mirror. Oh, as a remix.
Oh, my
hair
looks tight.
I didn't say tight. I say look good. You know what I'm saying? Oh. Yeah. Hey, where you at, Angelique?
Uh-huh.
Where you at?
She's right here with us.
What? I mean, where is she at, like in Florida? She ain't in Tampa. She's somewhere.
I understand.
No, I'm in Miami.
Oh, okay. All right.
Anybody else?
Miami. Shout out to the crackheaded weed smokers down there. Yeah. Bass rock caddy. That's how they do it. That's why I don't smoke with none of them.
What time for cousin Piff, Piff, Piff?
Oh, well, Tony over there?
Oh, yeah.
Tony hanging out. Shout out to Tony hanging out.
Roll that shit up, nigga. Roll that shit up.
Oh, Charles ass at? He ain't been hanging around.
Oh, no. Where that crazy motherfucker? What time for that silly ass brother of mine who got locked up for domestic violence?
Not beating up the little spot. Not beating up on spot.
Beating up on spot. You know, spot had a bunch of little spots come right here. I guess they were gonna jump his ankles or something.
No, he lying. He had the get along game. The get along. The shirt tail game came around. Shirt tail.
Oh,
shirt power.
The kids next week.
Oh, yeah, it is spring break, too, so I'm pretty sure she had a bunch of little kitty friends to come around there with slingshots and shit. Yeah. Hey, bring your slingshot and water gun. Put hot water in the water gun. We're going to go around and fuck him up.
Lay down, bitch.
Okay. Hey, this one for all y'all, you punk-ass motherfucking dudes out there beating up on women. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with y'all. But
say that, Smelly.
You need to cut that shit out, because, jeez Louise, man, I'm so sick of hearing this shit. These stupid motherfuckers putting their hands on motherfucking women. It's stupid. I don't understand that. And then when it comes to a dude, you know what I'm saying, and you'll let a dude call you every name in the motherfucking book, you know what I'm saying, and it won't do nothing to the man. But then let a girl call you a bitch, you know what I'm saying, and you want to go, oh, you bitch.
But you got some men out there that go fight both men and women.
Yeah.
Nah, man, ain't no both. You ask him hitting on no motherfucking woman, period.
Thank you.
I ain't justifying nothing. I ain't justifying anything. I'm just saying
it's different. It's all good. You know, I'll kick his ass. Let him.
Oh, that's okay. But I be laughing when she whip his ass. And all that
all
crazy.
Crazy.
That's why I'll be screaming like a little bitch.
Karate thing gonna happen, people. But, Bruce, you know I fight both.
Don't I know?
No, your ass fight these. You got damn women out there trying to fight men, too. Fight these. If you want to know, send me an email, and I'll tell you what it is.
Facebook fighters. They got no Facebook fighters around this bitch here. Facebook champions.
Oh, man. I'm going to tear your email up. I'm going to fuck your email up. Okay. Not me. You're going to fuck my email up, though. All right. That's what's up. I'm going to do a virtual drive-by, nigga. I'm going to spray your whole chat room.
Well,
nigga, I'm
going to
hack your Gmail.
Facebook,
I'm going to hack your MySpace page. Nigga, I'm going to put all kind of songs up there. Shit, y'all don't want to mess with me.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Here we go.
I'm 2012 internet gangster and shit. I'm going to jail for being a internet gangster and shit. Like, no, we have 72 charges, seats, everything from
he's
hacked MySpace accounts and everything. He's gone wild. He's just too gangster. We got to get him off the streets.
Wow. Hey, but bullying
is
serious now.
I get it. I'm posting extended ads on Craigslist and everything. You know, I'm going over my 1,600 characters and all. I'm going over it. I'm a goon.
Watch out, now.
Don't forget, people, the radio station is back up and running, www.trilateralradio.com. Miss Computer Lady, have you tried to go on and update your information?
Oh,
slowly
back up now?
Yeah. So, you show's on.
Okay.
I want to check that out. Yeah, now. Maybe y'all stop by. And I got you send me a picture that you want to use for your feature, for your host.
Okay, we'll do.
Do you have a certain picture that you use, like, for your host profile? And then that's when you click on the meet the host. And I'll put it up there next to the meet the host, you know what I'm saying? And with the little bio. But I can go on to your... your Blog Talk and get your bio off of that if you just want to use that.
Actually, just go to the BTR page. That'll be fine because I'll have a new one, but I don't have it ready yet. So just go ahead and use that one.
Oh, getting that in, people. Getting that in on the all new www.trilateralradio.com.
Yep. Hey, will I be able to do some live shows on there?
Yeah. Well, that's why I got to test my show, because I got to figure out how to do my. I know it's possible because Sinai was already. We already did some test shows. You know what I'm saying? Just
okay.
Wasn't recorded. So
come out.
Yeah, that's all we got to figure out and make sure everybody.
What I'm saying.
Shout out to Sinai doing all the work, you know.
Oh yeah, putting it in. I scared the shit out of him, but you know he's a fucking brainiac.
Hello, don't give him another heart.
Yeah.
Hey,
Smell. Yeah.
How did it come out?
What at?
I mean, y'all was running the test shows, but how did it come out? I mean, did you listen to it live while you was doing it?
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. It wasn't recorded. We didn't record it. We just made sure that I can hear him and he could hear me. And when we did back in the days, it was through the laptop, and the laptop wasn't strong enough. So now I got the desktop, you know, all souped up. So that's what I'm saying. I'm ready to do the test shows now. And then once we get the test shows up, then we won't develop the screenshots so everybody will know how to log into their account, log, you know what I'm saying?
Is that part time?
Okay,
party time. I didn't know you was on.
You the one saying one time for the 8-1 train. You the one saying 8-1 train in the building and then skip me.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no, that's because Angelisa said trying to get back to the 813.
Right.
Yeah, when she first came on, she was like, oh, yeah, I'm trying to get back to the 813. So I'm like, oh, okay. That's what that
came
from.
Back. I've been back.
Oh, yeah?
You've been back what?
You don't been down. Which 8-1 Tristan?
You say you in Miami. How you been back?
I came back and I left. But now I got to come
only
back for
a few days. I already knew about that, though. But I don't talk about you. I thought you were coming back for good, but you know how you is.
I am. Grandma in the hospital. She she had stroke and she in a coma.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, part of the time you ain't know your own grandma was in the hospital. What the grandfather do?
What you smell so good?
Damn, Nancy, don't put that on me. I don't know your grandma.
I've been calling.
Well, my prayers are with you for that.
Damn, Nat. That was cell phones. Why ain't nobody called?
She had the stroke late at night.
Thank you.
You call him.
Hey, you guys.
How you gonna get mad at me on Monday night?
Hey, you guys, I got a bounce. I'll talk to y'all later.
Much love,
ladies.
Using all the hippity hop talk on the show and everything, I got the bounce.
I got to beat out of here. Yeah, I got to go. But too, my prayers are with you for your grandmother.
Amen.
Yeah. Shouts out, you know, for
amen.
To grandma out there, you know what I'm saying? Make sure she gets better. Come do that
thing. Yeah, coming on the show tomorrow. Smells so
love
good.
Love y'all. Y'all take care.
All right, Judah Late Day, representing Ohio. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Thank you
tomorrow, people.
All right.
All right.
Special shout-out.
All right. Let me get this computer laid up out of here real quick. What happened now? You better hurry up and get it. You got 1 minute.
Well, special shout-out goes out to Miss Heather Marie, which will be on the show tomorrow from 12 to 12:30, so get ready. Now she got to let y'all know the little information on the new drop off the new mix CD, I Don't Do Your Ho, so you know what time it is. Wrecking the Game Radio, Wednesday.
Motherfucker, why don't you set shit up for Fridays when the goddamn feature in the artist Fridays? You bring artists in, they be all sideways because they hear smoking and shit going on and Weezy talking and everything. That's the second time you done did the Weezy Wednesday invite. And then they be off guard because they don't know what to expect. And we.
Hey, it's kind of hard for them to be off guard when half of them smoke, too.
I'm just saying, they're expecting to call into a regular radio station.